Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies, and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
And so, while I'm telling Bubs not to do this, I'm doing the exact opposite to Ellie.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Looking at my shit list, and there's literally nothing on it. So, because we did a podcast like 2 days ago.
I know, that's why I was...
Oh shit, we're starting. Dude, what's up?
I asked you if you were ready, and I even gave you a warning. You meant,
like, spiritually ready, not like actually ready.
Not physically.
I'm ready-ish now, though. Oh, dude, you want to see something cool? So, you know, I'm working on the kids' costumes. Dude, I designed...
Oh, that looks so good.
So, I designed the Riddler top. I designed this from scratch, bro.
And that looks so good, man.
Chamfer thing. So, I got to print the bottom half. And the part that I'm nervous about is that I have not measured... Like, I've not measured a single dowel, right? I'm basically going after trust factor with this. Right, because like the dude that I originally downloaded the mallet for Ellie's Harley Quinn mallet thing,
yeah,
like I downloaded that thing, and the guy said I used a 1-inch dowel, and I think a 1-inch dowel is a little less than 1 inch, right? So
probably,
I just measured all the holes to be the same size as the hole on that one thing. So either they're all gonna fit right out the gate perfect, or I'm gonna have to like. Figure some shit out with like four of them. So I'm going to print out the last part or one of these. I'm going to take it to Home Depot and get some wooden dowels. See what happens.
So you decided to go that way instead of the screw together. Like,
yeah. Pieces. Yeah. Cause I want them to be able to swing these at people hard and them not to break, you know, Like, how embarrassing would that be for me as a dad, you know, that you tell your kid not to hit somebody with a mallet and then they do and it breaks? Like, you know, like, that's just not the rep I want. Like, I want it to be where, like, if she hits somebody and she knocks them down, like, the other parents would be like, damn, that was not appropriate, but that your prop held up. Like, your prop held up. So, yeah. Kind of conflicted.
You want your props. Yeah, I did that.
Exactly. Yeah. props.
Props.
Oh my god.
That's cool, man. I as soon as I see that green question mark that you just had in your hand, I want to fill it with some sort of candy. That like green M&Ms or green Skittles or green Mike and Ikes. Something.
Aren't the green M&M's supposed to make you horny? Remember, like, when you're young, like, all the different color M&M's, like, were supposed to, like, do certain things to you? Do you remember that?
I don't remember any other color than the green. I don't remember there being, like, things for the other colors.
Do green M&M's make you horny? I'm Googling that right now. I don't like to Google shit on the podcast, right? But I think this is appropriate.
I was going to say, we Google shit on the podcast all the time.
It says it's an urban legend from the 70s. I believe it.
I believe people think it makes you horny if you eat them. So that's.
If it was true that they'd have an all green M&Ms for sale, right?
Yeah. Well, do they really want to promote that? Do they want to be the ones responsible?
Depends how much they want sales, right?
That's funny.
Shit. But yeah. So, you know, gearing up for the last run of Halloween, I keep, like, it always gets away from me. I got so much shit to do for Halloween. Like, I got to get this stuff done. I got to get all this anything I'm going to paint, I need to prime today.
And then paint
tomorrow. So.
Yeah, how many days do we have left? Oh, we still have 10 days. I mean, you got time, man.
I mean, 10 days of building shit, bro. I don't have like 10 days of fuck around and then find out, man. Look, this is an important gig for me.
I understand how serious you take this.
I still haven't figured out how I'm going to finish my costume. Right? I've been so focused on the kid shit that my costume is still in the winds.
Oh,
are you okay?
Shit. No.
Are you frozen?
Oh, fuck.
What?
It's giving me a problem saving local backup of audio thing. And up on the right corner, it's saying free up space to continue. Some features on your recording Zencaster might not work until you clear data on the other sites stored on your device.
Are we going to delete old podcasts?
Sounds like it.
Can you do that while we're doing this?
I don't.
What do you mean? Like we ran out of data? How's that possible?
No, I think it's my computer is so full of shit that
Oh shit! So are we gonna be able to post this or no?
I don't know. It's saying that it's not recording my audio because I have too much shit on my computer. Well, shit, man. Row,
Batman.
I just don't know what to do. I think I might need to. I mean, it says it's still recording, but I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. It might. I don't know if we hit stop, it's going to say like you have no space.
Let's hit stop because we know we can start it back up, right?
So we're back,
dude. What percentage of shit on your computer is like audio and video recordings?
Tons, dude. I need to go through and like clean out so much crap, dude. Like, you know, I record this podcast with you weekly and I edit on my computer. I post from my computer. So I'm pretty sure I probably have just like crap ton of audio stuff that I could get rid of if I spent the time, but I just never do.
There is a program that I bought, which I thought was the most amazing investment for my Mac. It's this program called Clean My Mac.
Yeah.
Dude, it'll let you clean up all the bullshit on your computer and delete all that stuff you don't want.
Yeah, I need to do that because I use Armor or whatever the frick that thing's called.
Norton?
Not Norton. What's this? VPN. Blah, 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 blah. I forget what it's called. But Total AV. That's the one I use.
And Total AV?
Yeah, it's like another one of those cleanup disk cleanup things or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just need to take the time to actually like run it and go through each file and decide if I want to keep it. And, you know, I just. Well, anyways.
Dude, I have no sentimental value towards anything. So I delete all of my old footage, even if I think I'm going to use it again.
Yeah, I'm like that way. I'm like that way with my like content, you know what I mean, like around here, like the videos and stuff on my phone. Like, yeah, once I make the video, I just erase everything because I don't want my phone
How much storage? What phone are you rocking right now?
I still have the iPhone 11 Plus, and
I mean, you're tall, so that probably is like equivalent the same size as my phone. I have the 11.
Yeah, or the 11. Yeah, I don't know. It's just it's the bigger one of the 11s.
Yeah.
And
how much memory did you have on it?
Well, how do you see your memory? So you go to settings, general storage.
Yeah. Because like it's funny, man. Because if you have an iPhone 11, right, that means you bought that phone before you decided to become an influencer.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right?
My phone is almost maxed out, bro.
How much memory do you have on it though?
I have a 256 gig.
Oh, see, okay. Dude, you know what? You know what I have?
What?
I have 128.
Yeah, there's no way I could I mean, obviously I would have to work
with wants to be an influencer.
What'd you say?
I said I have a horrible phone for somebody who wants to be an influencer.
Oh yeah.
It's like I don't even have enough storage just to keep anything on there. So I have to delete everything all the time.
It's giving me a recommendation. Review downloaded videos. Save up to 662 megabytes review downloaded videos stored in your device and consider removing them. Yeah.
And that's not even a gig. Well, I guess. Yeah, that's not even a gig.
Yeah.
Your phone's 256 gigs.
But I have, how many videos are on your phone? Like,
I don't know. If I go to my video file, let's see. Because I've recently deleted a bunch. 382.
Oh, dude. I have 3,700 videos on my phone.
Oh, my God, dude. What the fuck? What are you going to do? What the fuck? Why do you have so many videos on your phone?
Because I don't get rid of anything, apparently. No, these are all mostly like kid videos, you know, family videos and family, you know.
I delete all those things. So what I do.
Delete all your family videos?
Yes, but kind of. So, like, here's the thing, right? So I have one of those Google Homes in my house, right? Before they turned it into like a Google Nest, whatever.
Yeah.
And I have it linked directly to my Google Photos. So everything that I do Google-wise gets uploaded to the Google Photos, right? So if I look on my phone, that's one thing. But, like, dude, I guarantee you if I go into my Google Photos and I can see how many videos I have, it's easily on par with yours. I take a ton of videos there. But also, let's see. Is it going to let me do this? Photos. No, videos. Is there an album called Videos?
So, yeah, you go down, just tap on your albums and then just scroll up. Just scroll down.
No. I'm looking at my Google, right?
Oh, got it.
My Google, right? Because, like, if I go, everything goes in this one folder called Friends and Family, and it has over 20,000 items in it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Right? I can never get rid of Google.
Oh no!
They've got me over a barrel.
Yeah, you're stuck with Google for life. Same with me. I got my Apple. I pay my $10.99 a month for my 2 terabytes of Apple storage. See, that's the other thing is I'm an idiot because I pay for 2 terabytes of Apple storage. That supposedly all my stuff uploads to, right?
Right.
So in theory, it's uploaded to the cloud. I should. In theory, you'd be able to delete them off my phone, right?
Yes, you should. That's how I treat the Google Photos.
Okay, but I for some reason, I don't trust the cloud. Like, for some reason,
Why you got cloud trust issues, man?
Because I don't know what the cloud is. I don't know that someday the cloud won't just disappear. Right? Is the cloud so secure that it won't like go away? Like, I don't know. So it freaks me out. So like all my kids' photos, I have, you know, 8,814 live photos on my phone. You know.
Oh my God! Seriously, bro.
I have 58,000 photos total on my phone.
Let's see.
Yeah, I got some trust issues with the cloud. I got cloud trust issues. Maybe I just need somebody smart like Eric. Somebody who doesn't. Don't we know somebody who works in the cloud? Is it Mary Lou?
You can't physically work in the cloud, bro.
But like work like with not in the cloud. I get they're not in the cloud, but they work with the cloud. So I thought we knew somebody who did that.
Like they're cloud people. Lando. Like Lando and his cloud city?
Cloud City.
Is that what you're talking about?
No. You know what I mean. Somebody that works for the cloud, that works cybersecurity or some shit.
I don't think the cloud's hiring people, bro. It's not actually a cloud.
Isn't there somebody who works, like, you know, I think
somebody who might actually know what we're trying to talk about here is fucking steering their car off the road right now.
I think Eric would be somebody to ask, like Eric from
Bumbleshoots.
No, Lindsay and Eric. No bad tides, Eric. I know he works in like
Stu knows what the cloud is. You can ask Stu.
Okay, I need to talk to somebody who actually knows what it is. Because like,
what are you hoping to get out of that conversation?
I want some reassurances that I don't have to worry about my pictures being like lost in the cloud. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I mean, that's a scary thought, right? The scary thought is all everybody's uploading to this cloud, right? And then all of a sudden, for some reason, somebody hacks our infrastructure and deletes the cloud. Then like everybody's fucking shit is gone. I don't know how that works. I mean, I'm assuming that's how it works.
Yeah, it'd be like back to the 80s, bro. It'd be fine. And like, you know, look, like, I mean, it's there's so much shit in my Google Photos and video stuff right now.
Yeah. Okay?
Which I know is not even all the photos and videos I have. I have a library of old photos on my, on like a flash, on like a, one of those external drives, you know?
Yeah.
And like, still, dude, it's like so much shit that like, unless it randomly shows up on my Google Photos home thing where it shows the pictures, like I don't, like I'm never gonna see that.
Well, that's the other thing is like I save all these photos, but I never go through them and look. I mean, I'll randomly every once in a while like scroll through and be like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But do I? What am I keeping them for? That's the other question.
Well, like, I tell you, I did get a good use out of them recently though. So I was having an argument with Ellie, right?
Yeah.
And I was telling her that she is the reason I have gray hair. Right.
Oh, for sure.
And she's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, oh yeah, it is. So I went in the Google Photos back to the week before she was born and looked at selfies. Right.
Yeah.
And fucking there's no gray hair anywhere to be seen. And I'm like, so this is the week before you were born. And now look at me right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you think this happened? And she's like, that's not my fault. I'm like, well, you can't prove it's not, and I could prove that it could be. So,
yeah,
like what you got?
That's hilarious. That's so funny. That little girl, man. I thought you were gonna lose it on Front Porch Weather the other day when she told you to shut up. I was like, you're a brave little girl. You know you're on camera.
Dude, if she wasn't on camera, I would have pushed her down the stairs.
That's what I told her.
Funny now, Ellie.
That's what I meant. Like, she's popping off on camera because she knows she's got audience witnesses.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's the season where kids are just on some shit right now.
Penny's been a little lippy recently. They're getting to that age, though. They're both at that age where they're, like, starting to feel themselves. You know what I mean? Like, they're feeling themselves. They're like...
I'm really really concerned when they actually start feeling themselves. Like, you're going to have a bathroom in your house that will be, like, not available to the public.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The door will be locked. There'll be a towel under it so no one can peek under the door, like in that, you know, Digital Underground song, Freaks in Industry.
No, dude. yeah, I don't know. But she's definitely been, like, she's definitely Penny. Frankie's like not as much, but Penny's definitely been lately. It's just the age, I think. She's 10.
What is she doing?
Just like, you know, just mouthing off a little bit here and there. Like, she's a sweet little girl, but she also is very, like, she's very aware of that everybody knows, thinks of her that way. You know what I mean? Like, she's super, like, she's like a very helpful little girl, and like all she has had for the last like 5 years is every teacher telling her, "You could go to college tomorrow, Penny. You're ready for the world." Because she's like, you know, and so she's starting to like, I think, believe it a little bit, and so she like gets this like, she's starting to get like this little like attitude where she's like, you know, she knows she's fucking the shit. You know what I mean? She knows she's smart. She knows she's, you know, so like. I don't know. I just feel like that little attitude's coming in. You know what I mean? Where she was never like before. She was always just our sweet little girl. She's grown up. You know what I mean? She's becoming a little woman. And I don't know. She's still a sweet little girl, but or she's still a sweetheart, I should say. But she's definitely feeling it, man. She's feeling those. It's coming on.
Dude, these daughters are about to fucking transform, man. Like fucking next 2-3 years are going to be painful.
Yeah, bro. I'm serious. Like it's going to be a part of our lives that we're going to, this podcast, we're going to start, As our kids grow, our podcast is gonna, we're gonna be coming in here like fucking like super stressed out, you know.
It's gonna, every week is gonna start like this. Who did you have to knock the fuck out this week?
Oh my god, dude, it's crazy.
I have a growing list of people that I'm genuinely considering knocking out. Right.
Yeah, it's a
I just want to hit him once and see if I can knock him out one punch. Like, you know, like that's the age I'm at where I'm just like, can I knock you out in one punch? Because like, I don't want to fight, right? But I also don't want to have to deal with you. Like, can I just lay you out, right? Can I go take like a class for that or something? Like, I don't want to learn to fight, right? I just want to learn to knock motherfuckers out in one punch, right? That's all I want to know.
You need to. It's the Brad Pitt from Snatch class. Remember?
Yes, he's exactly.
Like, he's like, you wait for the jab or whatever he says, whatever that line is. Wait till the jab's thrown. And then he just knocks that fool out with one punch.
One more fully grown man looks at my daughter and says, oh, when she gets older, you're going to have your hands full. I'm going to knock that motherfucker out next.
Yeah. That's
stop projecting my daughter's looks into your fantasies, you fuck.
It's creepy, man.
Yeah.
Super creepy. Check it out. I started Frankie's.
Oh, shit.
I started Frankie's axe. So I had an old axe handle that was like from an old broken axe. So I cut it off. Ugh. Right? And then I took this.
Can you make that grunt, the sound, like I would do the intro of the podcast? And this week we learned.
So this is basswood.
Oh, dude.
This is basswood. So it's pretty, you know, it's for carving and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it's really lightweight. Yeah, yeah. It's really lightweight. So I took it and we cut the shape and then I chiseled out this part and we're going to glue it on to, well, we're going to shape the head today. Me and Frankie, that's why I drew the line down the middle. So we have like a reference. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to shape it and then we're going to glue it together and then we're going to paint it silver. So it'll be, you know, the front's a little large.
Oh, because he's the Tin Man, right?
Tin Man, bro. Yeah, we talked about it. So yeah, that's a project we're gonna work on this afternoon.
That's dope.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Dude, I invented the most amazing game for kids ever, man. I was editing the video today to post about it.
Was this the
Ninja Star game?
Yeah. Chuck and Duck. That's all I can think about when I was watching that video of your kids throwing those things like as hard as they can at that piece of cardboard. I was like, that piece of cardboard has some sort of rebound to it. One of these things is going to come back at them.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a Chuck and Duck situation. No, dude, like I made those Ninja Stars for Bubs. And like I cut all the wood blanks and I look at him, what do you think? He goes, we're not gonna make all these. He's like, no, we're making them all, bro. Yeah. So we made like 20 of them.
Yeah.
And they just fucking were hurling at him. And like they were in there throwing those Ninja Stars for like an hour.
Oh,
like when have you seen your kids play together for an hour?
No, I mean, yeah. You give them something dangerous and say okay. Go for it, kids. They're all in, dude. They're locked in. Are you kidding me? Did they have much success? Like the video, I mean, at least once or twice got it to stick in the.
Ellie got him to stick a few times.
Yeah.
Bubs kept missing the board and like hitting my garage door. I put that up because they kept throwing them into my garage door.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. By the way, are both your kids left-handed?
No, it was just because I was filming it with the reverse camera on iPhone.
Oh, I got it.
It was like throwing this sidearm bullshit. I was like, bro, what are you doing?
Maybe
if I spin around and throw it, it'll go faster.
It's like a shot put, bro. You got to get that extra momentum going. That's awesome, though, man. What a fun dad you are, man. Swords, Chinese throwing stars. Chinese stars. That's what a racist comment that is.
Ninja stars, bro.
Ninja stars. It's just so funny, man, how like back in the day,
you know, look, it's up to us to end the old racism shit, you know?
I know. I just said to myself, I was thinking to myself, as soon as I said it, I was like, that is such like an antiquated like saying. Like, but that's what it used to be called, like back in the day, like in the 80s when we grew up, you know, that's what they were called. You know what I mean? Like it's
dude, just, I watched this movie last night.
It's just called so funny.
Totally Killer. Okay. Yeah. And it was basically a modern version of Back to the Future, kind of, right? So, yeah. but it was also mixed with like the movie Scream, right? So, like, it was about this girl who, her mom gets murdered, right? And her friend is inventing a time machine. So she goes back in the 80s because the murders originally started in the 80s, right? And it was because she wanted to stop the murders, right?
Okay, it's like the Flash. It's like the Flash.
So, like, she's but she's also like hanging out with her mom when her mom was young, right?
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, and but dude, like, the funniest part was like she was totally like a modern like 18-year-old, like an 18-year-old would be today, right?
Yeah.
So she gets back and she's in the 80s, right? And they really did a couple funny scenes where, like, she went up to the school and was like, "Hey, I just transferred here from Canada, and I'm in seventh grade or whatever grade." And she's like, and the lady's like, "Okay, here's your schedule. Go have fun." And then she's like, "You don't need to like check anything." And the lady was like, "Check what? Just go." You know?
Yeah, because back then there was no checking anything. She's like, welcome to the school, guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they like she had like hit the murderer in the head with a log, and then she went and like soaked up the blood and put it in a Ziploc bag, and she gives it to the cops, and she's like, "Here, so you could run it against the database." Like, what the fuck are you giving me this bloody bag of blood for? Like, what database? What are you talking about? Like, I'm gonna go into the pew pew with those nerds with the computers, you know. And like, they were so, like, the whole time she's like, "You can't say that. You can't do that. That's not right." And like, oh man, there was a whole bunch of scenes like that where she was just struggling to deal with how lackadaisical everything was in the 80s.
That is so funny, but it is true, like, though.
She went back up to the desk later where she's like, "What class is this student in right now? I know you can't like reveal personal information." She's like, "Seventh grade math. Here's the room number. Have fun." Dude, I was like, "Oh my god, dude!" I'm like, "This is so true." Like personal people's personal information, like,
oh yeah,
like, you know, like the whole like guy girl dynamic. You know, it was just, I don't know. For that aspect alone, the movie was entertaining.
So. Yeah, I mean, they to be a con man in the like 70s and 80s, bro. You could get away with anything and everything. There's no checking. Like, there's no, like, database.
If I went back to the 80s right now, I would be a prolific criminal.
Like, DNA? Like, what the hell is DNA?
Like if you went to the past, like, how do you not be a criminal?
Yeah.
Right?
So, it seems like so easy to just grift anybody. You know what I mean? Like, it's just right. Like, holy moly. There's no way to check. Like, yeah, if you sent people back to the 80s now, like, fuck, dude. Like, can you imagine, like, what, like, a cyber thief would, like, think of? Like, how, like, it would be insane. Although they wouldn't have the technology to do any of it, so I guess, I don't know.
The 80s was 40 years ago, right?
I know. It seems like, no, not 40 years ago. Was it 40 years ago?
1983 was 40 years ago.
Oh, shit. Damn, that's crazy.
Dude, but also, like, we think we're so fucking smart, right? If you went 40 years into the future, okay, to, like, whatever that is, 2063, and they came back to here, they'd be like, "Oh, my God, you guys still use Face ID for shit? Let me show you how to break that." You know,
like, so, dude, that's what's funny. I was just listening to Joe Rogan's podcast yesterday, and he had some guy on who's Mr. AI, whatever, and they're talking. Yeah. It's exactly what they were talking about, that. Like, 50 years from now, they're going to look back at us and be like, how did you guys do this and that? And why were you manually doing this stuff? Like, AI is going to be like so involved in our life at that point.
Oh, dude, they're going to be like, "You guys were still driving cars?"
Yeah. He said it basically exactly the same way you just said it. Like, the way people look at the '80s is going to be the way people look at us 50 years from now. And even to a more extreme, he was saying, like, it's going to be even more advanced that you're like, it's going to, you know, and that's just going to be in 50 years. You know, it's like, it's amazing how quick things are moving. It's fucking, yeah. It's nuts. I was speaking of 80s movies though. And we should have just been better as a society. We should have, like, I don't know what the 80s, like, we didn't know any better, I guess we didn't know any better, but like movies, like even movies back then, like would no way be made today. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, like, dude, think about like Blazing Saddles. If that came up today,
there's no way, dude. Like, dude. And that's even more extreme. Cause that was like 70s. Cause that was even, they were even more lackadaisical back then. But like, I'm talking about like movies that were made in like the 90s, bro, even like 80s and 90s that like, or even like later than that, like Tropic Thunder. There's no way they can remake Tropic Thunder today.
Oh, no way, dude.
You know what I mean? That wasn't even that long ago. That wasn't even that long ago.
Black dude who's playing another black dude who's playing another black dude.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, even that long, that wasn't even that long ago. Like, imagine what, like, I mean, it's just crazy, man. It's just that, like, our society in that sense is just so.
No, the funniest scene of that movie is when Jack Black's tied to that tree. He's like, you want some heroin? It's like, I'll suck your dick.
Yeah, bonus funniest part of that movie is the very end with Tom Cruise. Like,
oh,
that. Yeah.
Oh,
that,
with that, fucking fat fingers?
Yeah, and he's dancing and shit. Like, dude, he fucking was way out of his element. It was so funny, man.
But like, I still remember when like political correctness became a thing, right? And people were getting made fun of, oh, you're so PC, you're so sensitive, you know, people shouldn't have feelings or rights or something, you know. Like, I remember, like, in the movie last night, there was a scene where there's this guy and he was talking about how like the whole thing was so traumatic, and the reporter was like, look at this, how novel it is, a man talking about his feelings. Like, oh my god, dude, I'm fucking such a pansy. You know? I want to talk about my feelings all the time. My feelings matter. My feelings do matter.
Jesus.
I was talking about that. I was like, dude, I'm like, does anyone's thoughts and feelings mean more than your thoughts and feelings, right? You know, and he was like, no. I'm like, then why don't you speak up? Something's important to you. Speak up.
Yeah, Frankie's kind of quiet about that type of stuff too. I try and tell him all the time, man. Dude, use your voice, man. Speak up. And yeah, it's something you gotta.
Do you let the kids, when they're having friends over, you let them look at iPads and TV and shit?
No, not when their kids are, not when they have friends over and stuff like that.
So that's the problem I was having with Bubs, man, is that he has two buddies that when he goes over to their house, he'll watch them and they'll try to play together games on like the iPad, which, you know, games on iPad is, there's no such thing as two-player game, right? So he sits there and he's sitting there watching them play half the time. And I'm like, how's that shit make you feel? Like, you're sitting there watching them play. And he's like, I don't like it. I'm like, then why would you want to do that shit to another kid when they're at your house?
Yeah.
You know?
When his friends were over, he was trying to play on his game or what?
Yeah, because like, we have a deal right now. He has to do some certain stuff that if he does it, I'll buy him Minecraft. And I said, but until that happens, you can't play Minecraft. Right?
He's still earning Minecraft? Jesus, man. What does he have to do? Build something?
It's some extremely personal shit, and we're working through it, and he's doing a great job. I don't want to get too far into it, but the point caught him playing Minecraft at two of his buddies' house, right?
Oh, I got you.
I'm like, bro, would you like it if I treated our deals like that? Where, like, you made a deal with me, and I was like, you know what? No. Yeah. Which is funny, because even though that's what I said to him, I'm doing the exact opposite with Ellie, where I made a deal with her and I totally break that shit. So
hey, man, They're two different people, bro. You got
to
raise
them. It's her fucking fault, okay? To be honest, it's her fucking fault. I told her to get her shit together. We're supposed to watch fucking Ahsoka together, okay? And, like, I want to watch that shit. I got fucking 20 dudes who could be hitting me up the next day about Ahsoka. She's like, you can't watch that without me. And I'm like, okay. So I go on to Disney Plus, and I watch it under my dad's account. So that way, when she gets back into it and she pulls it up, it doesn't show that I've already watched the episode.
There you go. There you go.
And so, like, while I'm telling Bubs not to do this, I'm doing the exact opposite to Ellie. Well, I mean, like, I can't wait for that shit. And I keep telling her this, and she just doesn't take it as seriously. So,
well, Star Wars is completely off the table, bro.
Exactly.
There's no rules with Star Wars. Let's be real.
That's the privilege you have as a parent, as being hypocritical with your kids. That's a privilege.
We reserve the right to be a hypocrite.
Look, let me tell you, the first person to fuck over my kid is going to be me. Okay.
Yeah. You got to teach him. Somebody's got to teach him. You know what I mean? This is how this feels.
I was telling another parent, I'm like, they need to learn disappointment. Like, they can't fucking go through their whole life thinking everything's going to work out. Like, that's stupid.
That's for damn sure. I mean, let's be honest. This is not life, dude. That's just not how life is. So funny. I keep trying to get to it, but you brought up that 80s movie. I watched an 80s movie last night, last night. And it's like the same thing about one of those movies that's like, you know, it was obviously a complete ripoff of Top Gun. They saw the success of Top Gun and they were like, how do we capitalize on that same success? Did you ever see Firebirds?
No, but I feel like I need to watch this. What is it?
Okay, Nicolas Cage.
I'm watching it.
Well, of course. I mean, I knew I would get you. Tommy Lee Jones.
Jelly Salt So Hard.
Yeah. So it's takes place in the 80s, 90s. I think it's 80s. 1990. So I was right. It was like pretty close. Let me reference this. It has a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Does not mean anything.
Exactly. No, I was thinking that was encouraging for you.
What's the fan rating?
31% on TV Guide.
It says critic score and then like.
Well, the IMDb is 4.7 out of 10.
Oh,
is that
that's a good movie.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to read you the tagline. A joint task force operation between the Drug Enforcement Administration and the U.S. Army has been formed to dismantle one of the largest drug cartels operations in South America. After losing several aircraft, the Army turns to a new AH-64 Apache. So the idea is it's basically Top Gun, but in helicopters, the Apache helicopters. And Nick Cage plays the Maverick character. Right. The super cocky young pilot, you know what I mean? And Tommy Lee Jones plays the Tom Skerritt character, the guy who's got to teach him how to, you know, push the limits of the helicopter and learn all the new, you know, and
called Firebirds.
Firebirds.
What channel was it on?
It was just my buddy put it on his Plex. So that's the reason I found it. But
fuck,
I'm not sure where you're going to be able to find it, but
only look.
But it says is Firebirds on Amazon Prime. Watch Firebirds on Prime Video. There you go.
I mean, that means you could rent it.
Well, then rent it. It's what, $3? Anyways, it's worth it.
Where to watch? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, it's not for fucking. Dude, it's only for rent.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Prime Video, $3.79. It's $3.79. Worth it. Sounds worth it, but
dude, it's got, like I said, Tommy Lee Jones, Nicolas Cage, Sean Young, who is like
dude, that movie made $15 million at the box office and had a $22 million budget.
Dude, it's not great. It's great for what it is. But it's just like it was so clearly just like a ripoff of of, you know, like Top Gun. They were like, Top Gun did so well. How can we capitalize on that? but I sat through it and I enjoyed it for how cheesy it was.
Yeah. I mean, dude, like Nick Cage, okay, is an actor, right? This is interesting, okay? I typed in there how many movies has Nick Cage been in that made money, right? Okay.
Yeah. He's one of those, he's one of those guys. It's like he's got had an interesting career, right?
Yeah. So, like, this thing pulled up, right? And it said, "Listen to this, right?" So, Nick Cage, how many movies do you think he's been the leading actor in?
Jesus, I don't know, 30?
85.
Holy shnikes, that's way more than I expected.
Right. So, but here's what's interesting, right? So he's been lead actor 85 times, supporting 8 times, lead ensemble member 6 times, and unclassified 2 times. I don't know what that means. guess what his worldwide total box office is for his movies?
Oh, and he killed it. I'm bad at this. So
that's why I'm doing this.
$36 million. That's way off. For
lifetime, the total box office?
$700.
That means like how much total amount of money that all of his movies have made where he was the leading actor?
$700 million.
$4.8 billion.
I knew it should be in the billions. Damn it.
You were closer than with supporting. His 8 supporting roles have been $234 million.
Yeah.
And the movies where he's an ensemble character, lead ensemble, $1.2 billion.
I mean, I guess
he's been, I mean,
The Rock.
Also, his career trend died at 2015. This website is fantastic. It says it's called By the Numbers.
All right.
Favorite, who else should I pull up?
Well, favorite movie of his. Do you have a favorite?
It's either Con Air or Face Off.
Face Off was good, and Con Air was also really good. I like Gone in 60 Seconds, and I always go back to Raising Arizona as one of my favorites of his. He was so good in that. He's just a strange guy, though, because like he's kind of like a character actor. He's not quite he is a leading man, obviously, but he's not like Tom Cruise leading man. You know what I mean? He's like, he always does like kind of like a weird character. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting guy. But yeah, Firebirds, dude. Check it out.
Check that shit out.
Get your hands on that movie. It was interesting. Super cheesy, but great.
I want to do another one of these actor things for you. I want to see if you could get it or not. All okay. Right. This is going to be a really, should I go with a really hard one next? Cause I already have it pulled up.
Yeah, let's go.
Samuel Jackson. Okay. And I'm going to give you a little help here. Right. He's been a lead character 54 times. The leading character, a supporting character 52 times.
Okay, I was going to say, the number's got to be more than 80 because he's been in so many fucking movies.
Well, lead ensemble member 13 times.
Okay.
Cameo 9 times. Narrator 3 times. And then they got unclassified, right? And I'm okay.
Samuel Jackson's this number's going to be insane because he's fucking in the Marvel world. So
okay, well, this is where I want this. So I'm going to ask you a different question. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
So between him being the leading character, a supporting character, or a lead ensemble character, okay, those three categories, which one has made the most money?
The ensemble. Because that's the Marvel movies. He's not the lead in those. He's the lead ensemble. He's part of the ensemble.
All right. You got it. Okay.
Yeah.
But what is the second place one? Leading or support character?
To me, I look at him as he's a supporting actor like that. So I'm exactly. going to support it. Yeah. I'm going to support
it. So his leading ensemble member is $9.9 billion.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Supporting character is $9.8 billion. And then where he was leading character, it was almost 4 billion.
Well, yeah,
I think it's crazy.
Look at the movies where he was like the lead, you know, Black Snake Moan, and like, you know what I mean? He did some lead movies that weren't like super popular movies, you know what I mean? Like, but he also has been in every fucking movie, you know what I mean? Like, that guy's been in everything.
Like, okay, so I'm gonna do one more. Well, unless you want me to do. Okay, let me do Tom Cruise.
What else do we have to talk about?
I mean, I do have no shit list for the week. All right, hold on. Okay, so let's do Tom Cruise. Let's see. Okay. It's going to take a second to pull up. Because I feel like Tom Cruise, right? A lot of his money came from Mission Impossible, right? Apparently, I don't know how to spell Tom Cruise. How do you spell Cruise?
Cruise.
That's what I thought I put. Here we go. All right. Okay. Tom Cruise. Let's see what his numbers look like.
Dude,
it goes into all kinds of other categories and stuff. I'm just trying to stick to whoa. Okay.
Here's after we do this, I want to ask you to compare Tom's Cruise to fucking Tom Hanks. Cruise.
All right, let's do the Toms then. Okay. Tom Cruise has been leading actor in 39 movies.
Okay.
Lead ensemble member only 4 times, supporting only 3 times. One cameo, which is probably Tropic Thunder.
It is, okay, for sure.
Which was $300 million. And he was a narrator one time. So for his leading roles, 39 times, right?
Yeah.
How much money has Tom Cruise brought?
Well, if Samuel did $9 billion, I'm going, but he did Marvel. So it's still, to me, I think he might top... but not the leading ensemble. So I'm going to go $14 billion.
It was like a little over $10 billion.
Okay, $10 billion. So he's
okay. So he was leading actor 39 times, but Tom Hanks has been leading actor 48 times.
Yes, he has.
Okay. Lead ensemble member 7 times, supporting 6, narrator twice, and cameoed in 2 movies. Okay. His 2 cameos are only $500 million.
So if Tom was at 10, I'm going Hanks is going to be above Tom Cruise. I'm going to go 12 for Tom Hanks.
You're wrong. Tom Hanks is lower at $9.3 billion. Oh, so that's almost a full $1 billion less, even though he had like 9 more movies or 8 more movies.
I thought Disney might push him over. I thought Toy Story might have pushed him over the top because, you know, he's done a lot of those Disney things. So,
yeah.
But, no, Hanks is Cruise is – I wonder who's the top. Is Cruise the top?
I don't know.
Because I'm trying to think of what other leading men, could be out there that are over Tom Cruise.
What about
Denzel?
The Rock?
What about Denzel? Or The Rock, dude. The Rock's got to be fucking way up there.
Hold on. Dude, I don't know what the hell happened.
I think Denzel's got to be up there, too. I feel like that dude has been in so many movies. Like, it seems like every time I go on Netflix, I see a different movie from like the 80s and 90s for Denzel that I'd never seen before. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, how the fuck have I not seen that movie? It's just like, have you seen Ricochet yet? I know it's an old ass movie, but I didn't. Okay. I saw that for the first time the other day.
You ready for the top 10 highest grossing actors of all time?
Yes.
Are you ready? Let me cruise through this so I could see who number one is. See, this doesn't make sense because I don't know how it jives. Wait, what was it? That website called The Numbers. It was The Numbers, and it was, let's see, annual box office numbers. Wow.
Oh, we totally are forgetting. I'm forgetting two people that just popped into my head. Stallone and Schwarzenegger. Where are they at?
Okay. Let's look.
Because
Stallone.
Those two were fucking crushing it in the 90s and the 2000s. 80s and 90s. They were crushing it.
Sylvester Stallone. Okay, here we go. Sly. Okay? He's been lead actor 45 times.
Yeah.
Okay? I think we need to just stick with lead actor. Okay?
Okay.
Because he has done lead ensemble and supporting, which I think is all those expendable movies, which up to $3 billion. So, but he's been lead actor 45 times. And, you know, if we're going to do Sylvester Stallone and Schwarzenegger, we also got to do your boy Bruce.
Oh, Bruce is it. Yeah. He's got to be up there too.
So 45 times, right? How much money do you think Sylvester Stallone has brought in?
I don't think he's at Hanks level or, well, I don't know. So 9 billion, let's go 8.75.
is that your price, Ben?
Eight. So let's go eight billion.
It's 4 billion.
Okay. Oh, wow. He's not even close.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger has been lead actor 31 times. What do you think his number is?
I think he'd beat Sly. So I'm going six. I'm going in the 6 billions for Schwarzenegger.
So he did beat Sly, but he's also 4 billion.
Oh, so just barely over Sly then.
Just barely over, bro. Less movies because, you know, he spent part of his prime
as being a politician.
Governor of California.
Yeah.
So both of those guys are right around 4 billion, okay?
Yeah.
But your boy Bruce, right, has been in 76 movies as a lead actor.
He's been killing it.
Crushing it.
So let's go. He's got to probably be up there with around. So I'm going, he's got to be up in the eights. I'm going eight. Eight.
Dude, he's only 5.3 billion.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, that shows the disparity between the holy moly, Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks are just like those. You got to get those certain franchises to get you up there. Wait,
I found it, bro. Hold on. Top 100 stars in leading roles at the domestic box office. Wait, no, we need to do worldwide box office. Is that right, Boxo? All-time domestic, all-time. No, wait, hold on. Because it's, that's the number that gets me, man, is the number where they show it and they're like worldwide box office, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Wait, no, but it's people records, right? This website's got a lot of information. top world leading.
I still have Nicolas Cage pulled up on my phone. You guys been in some really great movies.
Oh yeah.
I mean, dude. And some really bad ones, but maybe the worst accent ever in Con Air, but great movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the worst accent. But I still love the movie, man.
Top leading stars.
You know who's not going to show up on that list, but damn well should be there, is John Cusack. He's not going to be anywhere near that amount of money.
Okay.
But
well, okay. I can't find on here the worldwide, but I've got the domestic, right?
All right.
Okay. Top three domestic actors at the box office. Oh, wait. Top leading worldwide. Oh, okay. Oh, shit. The domestic and worldwide are different. Oh, my God. Okay. Who do you think?
This is both men and women?
Men and women. And what this list is a top 100 star in leading roles at the worldwide box office. This is what I was looking for. I have a list of 100 actors here. Okay. You name their name, and I will tell you what their worldwide box office total is. Okay, and so you know, the worldwide box office total, I think that it said lead actors, but the number for Samuel Jackson is different than the number we get. I'm going to give you a barometer, okay? So we've already talked about Samuel Jackson, right? And he has been in 67 movies, okay? And his total is $14 billion, okay?
I said $14 billion earlier. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. So, okay. Who do you want to know? Right? And I will give you their ranking number and their total dollars. And I can tell you, of the people we've already talked about, Tom Hanks is number 11 at almost $11 billion.
Number 11? Holy moly.
Tom Hanks is number 11. Tom Cruise is number 6 with $12 billion. Okay. Who else did we talk about? Is Bruce even on this list? Oh, God. Bruce. Where you at, Bruce? Bruce Willis is number 38.
Oh, Jesus.
$6.7 billion.
So, are these actors that I know at the top of the list? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone is number 72 at $5
billion. Okay. I'm going to go number.
And Arnold is number 88. So, Sylvester is beating Arnold. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll tell you the number 100 person on this list. Okay. To give you an idea. Yeah. Who's at the bottom?
Yeah.
Tim Allen.
Okay. He had Toy Story, but he and Santa Claus, but he didn't make a ton of
money. He's at $4 billion.
Well, because those movies were huge. I mean, those are big movies, but I'm just saying he didn't make it.
And we've talked about Samuel Jackson, so I'll tell you Samuel Jackson. I say he's number 3. Did I tell you that?
No, he's number 3.
He's number 3 at $14.37 billion.
God, who's bigger than that? And Tom Cruise is number 12?
Tom Cruise is number 6.
Number 6. Okay. I would think somebody like
I mean, just start with the Marvel characters, right?
Oh, so are you saying Robert Downey Jr.?
He's number 2.
Okay,
at $14.38 billion.
Then
which means there's somebody who's made more money. His movies have made more. That person has made more money than Robert Downey Jr.
Is it Cap? There's no way Chris Evans is above Robert Downey Jr., right?
It's not. Chris Evans is number 10.
Number 10.
And I will tell you, of the top 10, okay, there's only one person that has not been in Marvel movies.
Oh, shit. So if it's not Robert Downey Jr. and it's not freaking Samuel Jackson, it's not Cap.
Helmsworth is number 8 at $12 billion.
Is the number 1 a Marvel character, or am I killing myself trying to guess that it's not?
Yes, it is.
Who the fuck is the more popular? Scarlett Johansson?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, what am I thinking? Of course, the hot chick.
Duh. She's been in 33 movies, have totaled $14,567,000,000.
Wow.
Or Downey has been $14,387,000,000. Now, there's one on this list that is shocking to me. Okay? That they're not higher.
That's oh, so it's farther down. Wait, farther down.
It's still in top 10, but I'm shocked it's so low.
Oh, still in top 10. Fuck, man. The Rock?
I mean, The Rock is not in the top 10. The Rock is number 13 with $10 billion.
Is it somebody like, is it a female actress like the Devil Wears Prada chick or something?
So the only other female in the top 10 Glenn Close is Zoe Saldana with $14.3 billion.
The fucking Avatar. I'm an idiot. I should have thought of Avatar.
But Vin Diesel is in the top 10.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Those Fast and Furious, and he gets the credit for Groot. Right?
Oh, shut up. So that means is Bradley Cooper up there too then?
Yep, he's number 9 with fucking $11.3 billion.
those voiceovers, man. Right. Oh, yeah, well, he did a great job with Rocket, man. He's so good at that.
All right, let's switch it up, okay? I'm going to start naming actors, okay? And you tell me, like, where do you think they rank, right?
Okay, I will, but quickly before I forget, have you seen Colombiana yet with Zoe?
Yes, of course I have.
Yeah, I just watched it yesterday or the day before or something.
Bite a knuckle off watching that movie. Okay. Okay, all right. Where do you think Johnny Depp ranks?
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think of it. Like, wow, yeah, Johnny Depp. He's got to be, he's probably right outside the 10. So number 11?
12. Hanks is 11.
Oh, Hanks is 11. All right.
And Johnny Depp is between Tom Hanks and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Well, that's right around where he should be.
Who is, okay, this is way too hard for you. Okay, where do you think Tom Holland ranks?
Well, he's Spider-Man, so he's got to be up there with all the rest of the Marvel guys, right? So number 6.
He's not in the top 10. The top 10 is Scarlett Johansson, Robert Downey Jr., Samuel Jackson, Zoe Saldana, Chris Pratt, Tom Cruise, Vin Diesel, Chris Hemsworth, Bradley Cooper, and Chris Evans. Your top 10.
Jesus, dude.
Okay. The next Avenger is number 15 with Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, okay.
And then number 17, Don Cheadle. And number 18, Jeremy Renner.
Don Cheadle made that. Well, yeah, it's crazy. He's so good.
What do you think Harrison Ford ranks?
17?
He's 24.
Okay.
He's between Benedict Cumberbatch. He's below Daniel Radcliffe and Elizabeth Olsen. So you know.
Where's Day-Lewis on the list?
Oh, man, he's not in the top 100.
Yeah, because he doesn't make those types of movies. He's just an actor's actor.
Okay. All right. Who were we talking about? We were talking about Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford is between Benedict Cumberbatch and Dave Bautista.
He's like, he looks at the list and he's like, I'm next to Bautista?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, he's below Karen Gillian, who plays Gamora's sister.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. The Marvel movies are like, it's like almost cheating. You know what I mean? You got put on you made it to the Marvel movies and you're just automatically at the top of the list. You know what I mean? Like,
where do you think Matt Damon is?
Where he should be.
He's over below Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's above Leo.
Nope.
Well, no, Leo's much bigger. You're right. Leo's much bigger. He's been in tons of
movies. I just told you no, so you can't just... Yeah, so...
No, as soon as you said it, all his movies popped into my head. Departed, all those fucking movies, The Revenant, all those, you know, they all... As soon as I said it, I was like, oh.
Josh Brolin.
Well, Brolin was fucking Thanos.
I know. and he was Cable. He's between Lolita Wright and Steve Carell. You know who's above Matt Damon? Sebastian Stan, who plays the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston is up there. Dude, Tom Hiddleston is above Brad Pitt.
Dude, you can't. You got to take the Marvel movie guys out. Like they're all going to.
They're actors. Okay.
No, I'm just saying you.
It is skewed. So where do you think Hugh Jackman lands?
Wolverine probably in the 30s.
He's number 46 below Jack Black.
Well, Jack Black's fucking Mario, baby. He's got the Mario numbers now.
I mean, he also has those Tropic Thunder numbers.
Yeah, those are the big numbers.
So do you think Nick Cage made the top 50?
Yeah, I think he's in there.
Nope, he's number 51.
I should have known.
And he's between Jennifer Lawrence and Mark Wahlberg. Who do you think was above Nick Cage, Wahlberg or Lawrence?
J-Law.
Yep.
Yeah.
But guess who's right below fucking Wahlberg? And I'll give you a hint. You haven't seen her in shit for years. I'll give you another hint. Was it American Pie? Was it maybe? I don't know. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, Cameron. Yeah. She made a ton of movies.
Dude, but she hasn't done shit in years. She's 53.
Yeah, yeah. She was in a ton of movies, though, like in the 90s.
All right. Where do you think. Let's see. Okay. Who do you think ranks higher? Okay. Daniel Craig or George Clooney?
Batman or Bond? Batman or Bond? Batman or Bond? Batman. I'm going Batman.
Wrong. Daniel Craig's number 75. Clooney's 82. And they're both below Sylvester Stallone and Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, well, Sly's a bigger actor than both
of them. Oh, dude, this is funny. Guess where Ryan Reynolds lands?
Right in my heart. That's where he should be.
69, baby. You nailed it.
I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan, man. I think he's great.
And guess who the two people right below him are? De Niro and Owen Wilson.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that like De Niro's numbers aren't bigger. He's been in so many fucking movies, dude, for so many years.
Right?
Yeah. I'm telling you, those Marvel movies just they just crush. Dude, you know what I mean, like
you're about to lose your shit. Are you ready? Okay. Give me your ranking on these three people. Just one, two, three, okay? Kevin Hart, Shia LaBeouf, and Denzel Washington.
I know we're going to be skewed because it's going to be something stupid where like Shia LaBeouf, because of Transformers, is above Denzel, which he shouldn't be, but it'll probably be Boof, Hart, Washington.
It goes Hart, Boof, Washington.
Hart, Boof, Washington. Yeah. Because, you know, Transformers, man. And Kevin was, dude, he was in like every movie for like 4 years. I swear to God, he did.
Where do you think Orlando Bloom lands?
Oh, he's got to be down the list, dude. I know those.
He's 77. He beat Morgan Freeman. He beat fucking George Clooney, Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart.
I guess you can't discount those Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I thought they must be pretty big. Must have been way bigger than I thought.
I think I got another good one for you.
And there were so many of them.
Okay, rank these three guys, and I'll give you a hint. They're all in the same. They're all three are together. Okay, so the money they make is almost the same, but there is a difference. Ben Affleck, Adam Sandler, and Keanu Reeves.
I think Keanu's on top with The Matrix.
And John Wick, you gotta remember John Wick, right?
Oh, in the Wicks. Yeah. And then Affleck, because he was in he's been in a ton of movies. He was Batman. I think Affleck's second, and then whoever you said is third. I can't remember who you said.
Adam Sandler?
Oh, Sandler. Yeah. I mean Sandler's been in a ton of movies, but not like big movies.
Dude, this whole stretch goes. It's really interesting. From 60 to 70, okay, it goes Julia Roberts, Paul Rudd, Sandra Bullock, Brie Larson, Morgan Freeman, Adam Sandler, Keanu, Ben Affleck, Ralph Finnis?
Fines. Ralph Fines.
I don't know who he is. Ronald Reynolds.
You would know him.
And then De Niro.
Wow, so Adam Sandler is above him. But yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, Adam did a ton of movies too. So
where do you think Jim Carrey lands?
Is 80? I mean, he didn't
55.
Oh, okay. I guess he made a ton of
this
movies
list too. Is fascinating, bro.
Where does like Connery list? Is he on the list? Does Connery even make the list?
No, he's not on it.
That's crazy. Somebody like that. He made so many iconic movies.
No. Wait. Nope. Yeah, he's not in it. Then it goes like 100 to 200, which these are all still actors you know.
Oh, of course.
It's crazy, dude. Like Kurt Russell. Beyonce beats Kurt Russell.
Beyonce?
Yeah.
Was she in a... because she made those, like, those concert movies or something like that?
Where do you think Jamie Foxx lands?
He must be out of the top 100.
These are 100 to 200.
Yeah, so 120?
144. See, these are
that's what I'm saying. These are like the actors, you know what I mean?
Pinkett Smith is above Zach Galifianakis.
Jada Pinkett Smith. What the hell was she in?
I don't remember. Dude, Gal Gadot is up in there. They call him John Cena. John Cena's.
Watched
180.
I just watched The Wall a couple days ago. I had never seen it. That's a crazy movie. Did you ever watch it?
The Wall?
Yeah, the one about the two snipers who get caught out there. It's a crazy movie.
Dude, this list is so wild, man.
What's wild is how much money these people have made. Like, it's fucking wild, bro. Like,
lists like this.
Or the company, the movies, the studio made, I should say. You know what I mean? Like, I know these actors aren't making $14 billion. It's what their movies made. So the companies are the ones making all the money. I mean, I'm sure the actors are doing fine.
Dude, oh, my God. So Charlie Day, you know who Charlie Day is?
Yeah. From
League and, like, It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Dude, he's at $2.4 billion, and he's number 208. Here's Cusack, found Cusack. Okay, this is interesting, right?
Yeah.
The ranking from 210 to 220 to 210 to 226 is really interesting. Okay, so it goes Alan Rickman. This is 210. Right, 2-9 is Dennis Quaid, but it goes Alan Rickman, Lawrence Fishburne, Zac Efron, Jeff Bridges, Mads Mikkelsen, Jesse Eisenberg, Rowan Atkinson, Rami Malek, Jason Bateman, Penelope Cruz, Steve Martin, Hugh Grant, John Cusack, David Spade, Taron Egerton, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Danny DeVito, John C. Reilly, Billy Crystal. Like, how fucking crazy is that, man? Like, Steve Martin is like 220. Cusack's 222.
That's crazy.
J-Lo's around for 254.
They've been around.
Stop looking at this list.
Yeah. We gotta wrap it up, dude. People are gonna. I don't know if anybody's even listening.
Oh shit, we've been doing this an hour for. How long have I been doing this fucking list for?
I don't know, like 40 minutes.
Oh, I think I'm gonna go to Home Depot and get some hot dogs. I think that's what I need to do.
God damn it. I'm so jealous of you and your hot dogs at Home Depot.
Well, I gotta go get the dowels for these costume sticks.
I'm gonna be disappointed if you don't fill that question mark with some sort of candy, bro.
There's no place to put it, but I think what though that
about? If, isn't it it's, is it it's not hollow?
No, it's solid.
So it looks hollow to me.
I think I need to do is redesign it. Where the middle part, like it's two halves, where it's open, and that way, like, maybe I could put in it, like, lights and shit. It'd be cool if I could put lights in this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be dope. Yeah, if it, yeah. If it glowed green, that would be so sick.
Right?
You could just put a fucking flashlight, like, it drilled down into the dowel. Drill down. No, it's, I mean, I'm telling Hold you. On. Drill a hole in the dowel.
I mean, kind of like...
Doesn't light up as much as I thought it would.
I'm a huge letdown. I'm sorry, Ben.
<You're> so disappointed.
Yeah. I just appreciate that you let me on your podcast every week.
You should have made it. You should have. Do they have 3D? I know. Well, you're lucky. I like you.
You can be proud. I've been on two other podcasts in the last week, and I talked about our podcast a lot. So we should be getting a lot of new listeners.
There you go. Yeah. Do they have glow in the dark filament?
Yeah, yeah. I just ordered some.
That would have been cool to make that out of the glow in the dark green or something.
Yeah, I got this whole Halloween pack of filament, and fucking it just is not showing up. So,
all right, let's get out of here, man. Wrap this up.
Say
thank you to our patrons.
Fucking patrons, we love you, bitches. All right, cool. All right. Thank you to our following patrons for supporting this nonsense, like us spending 45 minutes talking about what actors have made what kind of fucking money. This is the best woodworking podcast there is. Dude, we got voted best podcast, so best podcast. 2023, and this is why. Thank you to Kyle Foote from the Footwork Woodworking. Matthew Gerard from the Wooden Moustache, still giving free rides. Lee Oman from Regal Street.
Oh, man.
Big Mike Holmes for the Broken Lead Woodworks, now an underwear model. Dave One Grit Wirt from the Rustic Joy Woodworks. My mom, Elise Gellwood. Tim from Turg Works. That's with the Erg. Dave the Thriller Miller. He's got a beard like a stack of cash. Just fucking just flipping around like the money. Like glued his face. Billy Esses from Simple Wood Woodco, Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC, the unofficial lube of the podcast, Eric from Bumble Shoots, Alan from Ormworks, the Collinwood Canoe Company. I know canoe will ever be built. Grant from Dad Crafted. If you're in Iowa, I think that's where he is. He made a fucking sweet ass haunted house. You should go check
it
out.
Yeah.
Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. Mr. Wait, what was it? What is it? What is the word I was looking for? Oh, yeah. The Canadian Home Arrest King, Jason Sullivan. Sullivan Woodworks. The Canadian Home Arrest King. He's never going to leave Canada, by the way. I don't think he can legally leave Canada. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. Otis from Pine and Elite Woodworks. He's got the energy of a squirrel that just discovered cocaine. Nip from Nips and Brims Woodworking. Nipple Brims Woodworking. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Good old Nips Brim.
Nips Brim. Judd the Mountie from Nibbins and Sons. Your Apocalypse BFF. Justin from Campfire Woodworks and M&T. I don't know if Tracy wants me to say Tracy or, you know, she wants me to say M&T. I don't know.
Tracy from M&T.
Yeah, Tracy, whatever, from M&T. And then me. Apparently, I'm top of the list.
You're paying yourself.
Well, it says free, so, you know.
Sure, thank yourself for all the hard work you do. On this podcast.
What does this say? Starting this month, your followers will be counted as free tier. You may see increase in free tier during this time. Learn more. I don't know what the fuck that means. Dude, and this is so fucking annoying. I wish I could change our thing from an adult content to not adult content. But you can't do that. Dude, like we're grouped together with porn stars. You realize that, right?
That sounds about right. I mean,
so like, I guess because we could talk about sticking in your ass or some shit. Because like, hey, we're not going to get demonetized because we're already fucking undiscoverable. So if you want to become a patron, it's going to be a fucking hunt. It's like trying to figure out the end of Baldur's Gate 3 when there's no fucking help for you whatsoever. Fucking games drive me crazy. So.
Well, thanks, guys. We love you. We appreciate you. This episode is nonsense, but enjoy.
Look, you know what? They're going to come out. It's going to come out like less than a week from the last one. And I think that last one was hilarious. So
yeah, it's a bonus. It's a what did we used to call them?
Boner episodes.
No, we used to call it something when we put out just the off cut. Thank you. This is an off cut.
Dude, we need to do another taco run. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, that was fun.
From dangerously hot driving for the main room searching for tacos.
Yeah.
Very responsible. That was great. Good job, Ben.
All right, guys. Take us out.
All right, take it away, Tim. Beef and stuff.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.